This time we're going to do sight. So what you're going to do is look into each other's eyes for about 1 minute. Now, where's the triangle at this time? I say, where's the triangle this time? Over here. Okay. The triangle, two people can look into the other guy's eyes at one time.
That's where the triangle.
Yeah. Okay. One, I'm going to count to three, then start. Just silently look into each other's eyes. One, two, three.
A couple minutes of silence was edited out for brevity's sake.
The eyes are often called the window to the soul, and it's amazing what you can see. Now we're going to have you go one step further. With your partner, raise your hands up to each other like you did in the beginning. Look into each other's eyes and sound the om as you're looking into each other's eyes. Yeah. Just till you feel you've done what you're supposed to do. About 10 more seconds. Several of these people don't want to stop. We'll start this direction this time. So did you guys pick up anything?
My biggest impression was joy and a good nature.
What'd you think of doing the progression here? Does it seem like you're becoming a little bit more sensitive as we go along?
Yeah, now that I'm starting to dial in about what exactly I'm looking for.
Yeah, okay.
It's interesting.
Okay.
Troy's, you know, with the suit, it kind of throws me off because he looks so professional, you know, but you know, underneath it all, I mean, like his little haircut, so cute, and the goatee and all that, you know, he's really got a great sense of humor and willingness to be open and learning about people, and all this attorney being all dressed up like this, you know, it's like, I don't know, I almost feel like that's not you and your personality. I mean, this is a beautiful occupation, but I'm not really sure that's you. There's something about this that's not quite jiving with you. But, you know, you could do worse than being an attorney, so.
Yeah. It's more stressful than I ever anticipated.
Yeah.
If I had known, I wouldn't have gone.
Really?
Okay.
Well, I had to ask her to stop winking at me, first of all.
She can be distracted.
Would you say I could be the strangest?
I said you can be a distraction.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you talk about. When I look at someone in the eyes, I try to see Christ in them, and I was able to do that with Susie, and that was the first thing that came to my mind. You know, I try to see the perfection. I also got the word service. And just joy, just the just the eyes, they just project joy. So.
Okay. Aww, very good.
Well, I've been with him in a different life.
Really?
That's what I feel like. We've been buddies. Not lovers, but just really like best friends. I got that so clear.
Really?
Like we used to, like we went to school together. We were the ones getting in trouble back in junior high school, back in class.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just, that came so strong with me, and I couldn't get rid of it, even though I kept go do something else. But that's what just kept coming up with me.
Okay. Now, when you did the finale where you did all three, did that bring it across the lowest?
That just sealed the deal for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, I felt like my hands got really hot with you, which I didn't do that with Maria.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's just my impression.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. See, when I looked into Mari's eyes, what I saw was a huge amount of love for not just her family, but for mostly all mankind. That's what I saw.
Thank you. When I looked into Shirley's eyes, I felt like she's an old soul and very wise,
mm-hmm.
but also she's very sweet. I got that impression. She's very
Thank
sweet.
You.
Well, that's the most intimidating of all three. Vulnerable, I guess, is the word.
Yeah.
But a lot of love coming from both of them. I felt the connection too. I don't know if it past life, but I felt that.
Okay.
There's some loneliness in Larry that I saw, and a deep desire for connection and healing.
Okay.
And you exude just a lot of love. I mean, that was powerful. It was interesting.
Okay,
well,
you?
Adam, when I looked in his eyes, it was like, it was this, it's a very open feeling, this vast openness and honesty and kind of gentleness, I think. And then I looked in, in Larry, I see that just a sort of strength and a steadiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I looked in Adam's eyes, I had this, the words spiritual watcher came to me, and I had this impression of someone standing back and watching things that are going on and paying very careful attention to those things. Spiritual watcher.
That's pretty accurate.
And with Debbie, I had this extreme feeling of sweetness. You know, Adam talks about this strong fountain of love.
Big heart.
Well, that's what I felt. This very, very sweet spirit.
Okay.
Thank you. When I first looked at Maria, my first thought was sisterhood. I don't feel like I was with her in a previous life, but I felt very connected, like our vibrations are at the same place. Part of a sisterhood. And then the more I looked at her, the more I saw her sense of humor. Tell me if I'm right or wrong, I don't know for sure, but it seemed like her sense of play was the kind that was, her playfulness would be like aggressive and then retreat. Like she'd come up and tickle you and then go the other way. Or she'd tap you on the wrong shoulder and then not look too far. Is that your humor? Is
yes.
that how you play?
Yeah.
No, that's what I got. And then when we were doing the ohms, it was, again, like an instant connection. We were already on the same tone. We were already in sync. We were already in the same vibration. It was easy to match.
Very good. And Maria?
Yeah, I also said this sisterhood, instant family feeling. Very, she's like a well of love, like, yeah. And,
very good.
It's very wonderful.
Thank you.
The first thing that I noticed about Eddie is that she has smiling eyes.
Some people do, don't they?
Yeah, she does. And the next thing that came to me is that she's always searching.
True. A desire to learn, to experience, to just searching.
True.
What I kept getting. And then I also got this impression that this is someone I could really, really connect with.
This is what?
I don't hear what you say.
Someone I could really, really connect with.
Oh, yeah.
And that if we hadn't had a connection in the past, we really could have a very strong one. And then it all got really emotional. And there was a lot of energy.
Hmm. Yeah, but you two would get along great if you...
I'm sure we would also.
6,000 miles apart.
Yeah.
I got this very strong impression that you have a huge wish and willingness to do good and to be of service, and you're always trying to do that, and you're trying very hard, and you have the strength to do it also, but you're always asking yourself, am I doing enough? And was very clearly tell her it is enough. So you should know that you're doing very, very well, I think. That's what I got. And this, when we did the last part, was very emotional because it was so beautiful. I could feel my third eye moving all the time, and I think maybe that's because you have a strong intuition and such a beautiful soul. So beautiful.
Great.
Well, I enjoyed my time with Steph. She's a lot of fun. She's the energy that comes through is that she's a she's the first one that's just seeking adventure through a little bit of, I say, you're the rascal that gets everybody going in something. There's a real playfulness there, and she's always wanting to find adventure in life. So that's where her wisdom comes through, is because she's been the first one to go out there and chase down the new experiences.
Mm. Okay.
I felt smiling eyes, yes, definitely. You're either comedic yourself or else you really appreciate good humor. And I feel that you're also very firm in your own convictions, yet you're very open-minded to let other people have their convictions also, but that you're real sturdy in your whatever your convictions may be at the time, but open to let other people have their own opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Okay, let me ask you a few questions. Was what you picked up just a little bit different with each process? What do you think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you did it at the end, where you did, applied all three, was it most intense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, these two gals really should, I think they might be in the same soul group or something. But, yeah, and when you looked in each other's eyes, was there things that you sensed that you couldn't maybe even put in words? Yeah. You could put some things in words, but probably couldn't put them all in words, right? By the way, that's interesting. I'm kind of playing like the role of Socrates here, where he was having a conversation with another philosopher, and the philosopher was talking about how, you know, people really were on different levels. Some people just weren't that enlightened. And Socrates says, well, you know, that's really because they're not asking the right questions. And so he pulled a servant boy over that was supposedly ignorant, and he's had him sit in a chair, and he says, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I just want you to think about the answer as an answer. And Socrates put him through a whole bunch series of questions, and this servant boy that apparently was totally ignorant come up with all kinds of answers that amazed the other philosopher that was visiting Socrates. And Socrates says, pointed out that all of us are pretty much souls from the same source, and if we access that, one person can access it as good as another, but we have to go through the process, the right process, to be able to make the discovery. This kind of illustrates we're just a group of well, I wouldn't call us average, but we're a group of normal people, that we have just went through a process where you have proven yourself to be extraordinary in the area of perception. You were able to perceive by feeling alone without seeing or hearing, and then you were able to perceive by hearing, and then you were able to perceive by sight, then you were able to perceive more by all three, and then you were able to perceive things beyond your capacity to even put in words. And so you guys did a really great job. You illustrated the fact that we all have a lot more capacity than we think we have. We all have a lot more capacity to love. We have more capacity to communicate. We have more capacity to take in new knowledge than we think we do. We just have to make sure we're headed the right direction. And that's what we'll talk about a little bit next time. We'll take another short break, and we'll pursue this a little further.